The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Okay, it is Absolute Radio where real music matters. Do not adjust your DAB radios.
Who are you?
This is where we are. Okay, this is where we are. Dave was ill overnight. Ben Burrell is off, our normal supply teacher. They couldn't get hold of Andy Bush. They couldn't get hold of
Richie.
We
couldn't wheel in the big telly.
So I don't know what this is. This is like the lab technician taking over the science lesson or the caretaker.
This is the plot of Johnny English.
Yeah. This is the caretaker, right, is taking year 10 maths all day. So it's me, Matt Dyson, Anna and Glenn are here with me to help me through this.
We'll be fine.
We're going to try. We're going to start by doing... Oh, let me play some background music first. Here we go.
That was pretty good. If you hadn't actively narrated that, that would have been excellent.
I must stop the signposting, that's right, because it's time for The Source Whisperer, of course, with the warm weather approaching. Our new batch of unique merch for you early birds is our bespoke sauces that we made a few months back. It was my sauce, Clough, a fiery green hot pepper sauce, and Dave Berry's Fountain of Youth, which, Glenn, you were using to marinate your chicken yesterday.
I did. I've got to say, I know I've been talking a big game about Clough, but I tried some Fountain of Youth and friendship ended with Clough.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Fountain of Youth is my friend now.
I smelled what you were cooking and it smelled good. I mean,
yeah, my wife Katie was making dinner the previous night and she was like, I don't know what to put on this chicken. And I was like, well, we've got stuff in the fridge. And she was like, oh, there's a bottle with Dave Berry and a nappy.
Okay, use that. And it smelled good.
It's amazing.
I think it's worth a try. So to win, all you need to do is become a sauce whisperer. A giant splodge of sauce has gone all over a clip from yesterday's show. You need to tell us what's the missing part. This snippet comes from the social ammo that I bought you yesterday and a tale of a new TV series that we're all going to be watching. Channel 5 has been trending again with a new TV show. This is one of their craziest titles yet. Versus...
They know what the people want.
Two powerhouses of the British food scene are put to the test. So, which two staples of the British food and drinks industry are going head-to-head in an upcoming TV show? Slug and Lettuce and TGI Fridays, or B, Wetherspoons and Toby Carvery? If you think you know the answer, text me your name and answer right now to 81215. Your name and your answer to 81215, and you could win your choice of sauce.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Dave Berry. Only Dave Berry isn't here today, as you may have noticed. So it's me, Matt Dyson, alongside Glenn and Anna. They couldn't find any cover. It was very last minute.
I've got to shoot off in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Fine.
I'll stay with you, Matt.
Thanks so much. I really need your help. Cliff Richard once said. So we're playing the Source Whisper. Are on the line now to have a guess is Pete. Pete, you're on your way to Chesterfield, is that right?
Yes, morning, Matt. Morning, team.
Hello.
I'm on the way across the border, mate, I'm afraid.
Pardon?
I'm going across the border from Nottingham to Derby.
Oh, no, poor man. Be careful out there. At least you're going to the town of the Crooked Spire. Ah, what a lovely place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what sauce would you like if you got this right? Are you going to go Fountain of Youth or Clough?
Nah, it's got to be Clough, mate. There's only one sauce in there, and it's got to be Clough.
Yes. Yeah, great.
You got 100% track record.
This is going very well so far. I mean, it's mainly because all the callers are coming from the East Midlands. But I mean,
yeah, this is getting weird.
It seems like a factor. We are picking them at random. It seems just there's a clamour for Clough sauce, you know, but the people are speaking. Quickly, first, though, Pete, you've got to tell us which food chains were going up against each other, which restaurants and pubs going up against each other in the new Channel 5 show. Was it Slug and Lettuce and TGI Fridays or Wetherspoons and Toby Carvery? That was the option.
Oh, no, it's got to be Wetherspoons and Toby Carvery.
Correct!
Yes!
That's right. So you have won a bottle of Clough. Great stuff.
Absolutely awesome. Can't wait to taste it.
You're going to love it.
It's powerful.
Be careful.
It's powerful.
You can always add, but you cannot take away.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Due to some last minute sickness cover, it is me, Matt Dyson, sitting in for my old friend Dave Berry this morning on the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. But do not worry, the social ammo continues as normal. Yes.
I saw you waiting for like a round of applause from us.
Yes. It wasn't applause for applause, but you can feel free to whoop and holler if you want. Yeah. No, there's still a lot of London Marathon content doing the rounds on the socials at the moment. You see those two EastEnders characters who were like in character. So they filmed it for the soap.
They filmed it, didn't they? On Tower Bridge.
Yeah, and so they did a bit where they were in character, but in the middle of a marathon.
What?
That's amazing. I've never seen anyone like it.
Were the characters running
the
in the marathon?
The characters were running
so
in the marathon.
So did the actors themselves run the marathon?
Yeah, and the actors
they ran
the
a full marathon.
But I don't know if they were in character the whole time. Like, I think they managed to get out of character.
No, I think that would be easier than if you're 20 miles in, you've hit the wall and someone goes, can you get into character, please?
Yeah,
you go,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Alas, maybe, poor Yorick, I knew him. Like, you don't want to be reciting lines.
Yeah, but I suppose it's not you, so it takes you out of yourself, doesn't it? So maybe you can keep going because you're like thinking, well, it's not me, it's my character. In EastEnders, it's bizarre. And then there was another guy, this guy's amazing, who basically, he's a sommelier and a wine expert. And at every mile into the marathon, he stopped and tried a new wine and had to say what type of wine it was just from a taste from the glass, which was an amazing feat in itself.
Oh,
but combining
God.
That with running 26 miles is amazing. So he starts off, he gets a bit squiffy by the end because he wasn't spitting it out, obviously. So he starts off with like a Burgundy Pinot Noir from 2018. Here he is just introducing it all.
26 wines. It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 20. Look at the hair. 26 wines. One per mile. Let's go.
Red. Could be a Pinot Noir. America's a Pinot Noir from Burgundy. 2018.
And he gets it right. He gets them right every time. It's amazing. But, I mean, his name is Tom Gilby, a wine expert. So every mile, a different type of wine, and he guesses exactly what it was.
It sounds like a nightmare. I don't know if you've had it before where you've been in, like, a pub, you've had a drink, and you realise, oh, my God, I'm late for my train. So having had a pint, you then have to sprint for your train.
Yes.
And in that moment,
yeah.
I always think, I don't think I'm ever going to be happy again.
Yeah, the beer sweats are a real thing, aren't they? But I quite like it, turning it into, like, a massive pub crawl. The marathon, you know, like basically. Put some vodka jelly in your energy pouches and just drink through the pain. And
that's
might be the way forward.
Yeah, put vodka in a water bottle so you take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Helps your stamina.
Yeah, and by the end, of course, he sort of lost the plot. He couldn't really speak. He was just going, red. So he completely lost the plot. But he managed to complete it.
While we're having the London Marathon chat and while Dave Berry's not here, can I just do a shout out?
Yes, you can. Oh, yeah,
of course this is going to happen.
You know some sort of elite athlete, it turns out.
I do. I went for a coffee yesterday with my best friend from primary school who now lives in Australia, and her boyfriend came over to do the London Marathon and he ran it in 2 hours 17.
That's
insane.
That's like one of the winners level, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
He
did it in a chicken suit as well. That's the craziest thing.
While drinking a glass of wine. Yeah. Stop. Amazing.
21st
in the London Marathon is an amazing achievement. But Anna, how many times do we tell you, you're not allowed to do shout-outs?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. There is no Dave Berry this morning, but while Dave is away, the mice can still play. So we have a chance for a blind ranking, because, of course, at Absolute Radio, we have 9 different playlists. You can skip around the free Absolute Radio app on your smart speaker or on your DAB radio. And this morning, Anna and Glenn, you are going to rank 3 songs completely blind and put them into order of preference. I'll play you the first song. You have to place it first, second, or third. So let's start with Absolute Radio 10s first. This is a bit of Two Door Cinema Club. Nice to hear that again.
It is. I feel quite lucky this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that. I like the song, and I'm going to put it third.
Oh, right.
I think there's better stuff on
the way.
Really? Yeah, genuinely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I sort of feel the same as well.
Oh, I love Two Door Cinema Club. I think I'd put that first, to be honest.
First?
Yeah, I think I would. I'd go out on a limb.
Arrogant. Power's gone to your head.
Yes, it really has. And then on Absolute Radio, on Absolute Classic Rock, it's Purple Haze by Hendrix.
Yeah, see? Look what you've done.
There you go, yeah.
Look what you've done.
Already I've realised my mistake. I mean, this has got to be up there, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is amongst his best. The only way he could have been better is if he'd been in Two Door Cinema.
Yeah, exactly.
So where are you
number
thinking?
One.
Number one?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go number two.
Okay, and number three. So this is your first choice, Anna. This is Absolute Radio 70s. Oh, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow. I'm quite happy with that.
Emma Jones's favourite.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'm really happy with this at second.
What a song. Marvellous stuff.
But he's no two-door, is he, Matt?
He's no two-door cinema club. That's what they always say about Stevie Wonder. He's good, but he's
similar.
No two-door cinema club. But yeah, go to the Absolute Radio app, flick around, do what you like.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. The only problem is Dave isn't here, so you're stuck with me, Scatty Matty. Which is why I accidentally put our faders up during the travel there, Glenn, so you could hear us both talking.
Oh,
so
I thought it was charming.
Apologies for me. That was
it was authentic and real.
Completely Scatty Matty's fault. Anyway, let's move on.
Five words, £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Yes, it's radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Can you match just five simple words with a member of the Breakfast Show team to win £5,000? On line one, hoping to win £5,000 today is Jeannie. Hello, Jeannie.
Morning, Matt.
How
morning,
are
you?
Hello.
Hi, Jeannie.
How are you?
Happy St. George's Day.
Oh, yes, happy St. George's Day to you too. Where are you calling from, Jeannie?
I'm in East London.
Okay, nice. Now, have you been getting prepared for five words, £5,000, ahead of the big show?
As much as you ever can.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's all down to the luck of the words on the day, isn't it? Have you done particularly well in the past?
I've got three recently, but that's about it.
Okay, that's decent.
For this season, that's not bad. that's really impressive. Cool. Better for mine.
Yeah, exactly. So let's find out then, Jeannie, who you're going to be playing with today by spinning the random player generator.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
It all is right. Glenny Moore.
Good luck.
Okay, Glenn's being carried out by Peter's security guard. And he's ready to play. Because, of course, I can't play today because I'm in the hot seat, thanks to Dave. There's a lot going on. It's much harder being in the hot seat than in the co-hosting chair, I must say. So, okay, let's. Glenn has left the studio. We can now get into the five words. I need some sort of tension-type music. No, that's the one. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Jeannie. Let's get your five words then. Your first word is, funnily enough, more. M-O-R-E. Not as in Glenmore, just the word more.
Less.
Yes.
Good.
Good start. Next, denim.
Denim.
Denim. D-E-N-I-M.
Jeans.
Denim jeans. Seems like a good answer to me. Jeans or jacket. Cake. Is the next word, Jeannie. Cake.
Slice.
Cake slice is strong.
Yeah, that's solid.
Next, press. P-R-E-S-S. Press.
Button.
Press button. 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 It's your East London accent. Press the button. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Jeannie. Sorry for doing your accent back at you. Press button. That makes much more sense. Button. I was thinking of some sort of relay race. I don't know what I'm on about. And your final word, Jeannie, of a great set so far, is ghost. G-H-O-S-T. Ghost.
Train.
Ghost train is excellent. Well, very solid set of words. Very solid set of words. We'll find out if you've matched with Glenn next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Okay, welcome back to Five Words, £5,000. It's Scatty Matty sitting in for Dave Berry this morning because he's off ill. And Glenn Moore is back in the studio. Welcome back, Glenn.
Thank you.
Jeannie is on line one. Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi,
Jeannie. How's your hygiene? Yeah, see, I think you did some pretty good words there, so you must be feeling quite confident, Jeannie, without saying any of them.
I think one of them I'm a bit unsure about.
Possibly, who knows? Let's find out, shall we now? On five words, £5,000. Glenn, your first word is more.
Less.
Correct. Oh. That's not the right
one
answer.
One word. That's five grand.
Sound effect. Sorry. Let's not get carried away. I'm very pleased for you, though. You got
thank
one
you.
Out of five.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
Well done. Next word is denim.
Jeans.
Yes. Yeah. We're matching so far. Next, cake.
Tin.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh. What?
Cake slice, Jeannie
cake
went for.
Slice.
Which is a valid answer.
It's a valid answer.
I'm surprised
answer.
You went with tin. Sorry, Jeannie, you haven't won, unfortunately, but let's find out how you've done. The next word is press.
Up. Then,
press up? No,
no.
Another one. Press button, Jeannie went
press
for.
Press button, I would have been in my top four.
Which is a good one, yeah. I think, was that the one you were worried about, Jeannie, or was it cake?
No, it was cake.
Cake. Yeah, I mean, there's so tricky. Many good options
there's
for cake,
a lot
yeah, really. And the final word, just for fun, was ghost.
Train.
Train is correct.
Yes.
It's a
that's
three
good.
Out of five.
All so, right.
Yeah,
that's
it's
okay.
Pretty good, Jeannie. That's what you normally get, three out of five. You've done it again.
Pretty average, yeah.
So well done, and thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for playing along this morning. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Good morning. Welcome to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show with me, Matt Dyson, our radio daddy Dave, is poorly. And so I'm sitting in. Thank you for the messages of support that you've been sending in, including Andy Bush from the Hometime Show, who says, Matt is doing a great job this morning. I think the 25-minute rant he just did about the corrupt agenda of PG MOL and VAR was too much, which possibly was. Listen to the podcast if you missed it. Anyway, as it is, me and Dave is off. I thought we'd just do a little bit more social ammo. Why not? Because there's a lot going on in the world. A lot of Tay-Tay content at
oh,
the moment.
Sure, yeah.
You can't move for Swifty content. As you were just saying in the news there, Anna, about the Black Dog pub, and they're
yeah.
really getting a lot of publicity out of this, aren't they?
Inundated.
And they're going through the CCTV to see who this ex-boyfriend of hers was with on the night in question, I believe, and they've got their own drinks and food named after it. There's the TikToker called Charlene Kay has done a very good video revealing the formula to making a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, great!
Which is a set formula she follows on all of her many, many albums, and this is what every single Taylor Swift song sounds like. It breaks it down note
it
by note.
To follow a formula. She's too prolific.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's an album every day.
Well, I'll share this on my Instagram stories because the formula is exposed in full. The whole song is amazing. And then there's one other story going viral today about another mispronunciation by a TikToker. So, I mean, we've had quite a lot recently. TZ to Zaikai for Tzatziki was a big one.
That was massive.
That was huge.
Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. That's another good one. Now we've had, for some reason, a TikTok has been talking about Schweppes. just listen to the pronunciation of Schweppes.
I really don't know how to pronounce this word, but PepsiCo just officially recalled their sugar-free Shua Pee-Pees ginger ale.
Shua Pee-Pees.
Shua Pee-Pees.
Unbelievable. I mean, there are many ways to pronounce Schweppes. I did not see that coming
Shua
at all.
Pee-pees.
Shua
how
Pee-Pees.
How can you get that
it's mad, isn't it? So I was thinking for a one-song question. What are the worst mispronunciations you've heard in your life? I don't know if you guys have any that you've heard of late.
I mean, if one still haunts me from school, and it's relevant to Anna's Five Words, Five Grand nickname, but yeah. we had to like read from a passage from a text. And I think it's because the T is next to the H.
Yeah.
But I read potholes aloud as potholes.
like
it sounds a bit like a tapas.
Yeah, or a Greek.
Yeah, I'll have a potholes.
Greek philosopher,
oh,
potholes, and his wise words. Anna, was yours potholes related as well?
No, it's not. This one really annoys me. My dad does it all the time. You know, when you order an espresso martini, it's an espresso,
yeah.
not an Espresso.
Yes, that's a good one. Espresso. Up there with Shua Peepees. My mother-in-law, Christine, always calls it Becamel sauce instead of Bechamel.
Becamel.
Becamel sauce.
So like B apostrophe camel.
B a camel, yeah. So get in touch with your worst mispronunciations. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It's Matt Dyson sitting in the big chair for an ill Dave Berry this morning. We've just did the brand new Kings of Leon song on Absolute Radio, Mustang. It's amazing. I can't stop listening to that song. What a return to form from them it is. Now, the one song question off the Social Ammo Extra was about your mispronounced words. And there have been quite a few coming in. See what you think of these two, Glenn and Anna. I used to pronounce lingerie, lingerie, which is another, I'm sure
yeah.
that
I mean,
nothing
why
kills
wouldn't
the
you?
Mood like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, if that's how it's spelled.
yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, you can let him off on that one. My mum always orders a lamb burrito. Says Dave in Huddersfield. That's a nice one, isn't it? Please tell my husband Simon that badminton is not badminton. and nuclear is not new killer, says Joe. It's very strange ones from them. The best mispronunciation, I can't even say it myself, I've heard is many years ago when I had a training course. Someone was talking about music and someone thought System of a Down, the metal band, were actually called Sister Mother Down. I imagine they'd have a very different
like they're
sound.
On a battlefield.
Yeah. Sister, mother, down! Also, Juanita was in Subway once and heard someone ask for chipolata sauce instead of chipotle.
So maybe you just want a sausage sauce.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. A small sausage sauce. Yeah. You can taste the difference, can't you? And this is a bit of a dark one. My auntie Jenny calls my partner's celiac disease. She always says, how's your celery disease? That's from Haley in Newcastle. Doesn't really feel like she's taking it seriously somehow. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Dave Berry presents Kids World Records. So the search continues for our golden child to take part in the most satsumas being unpeeled in a minute world record attempt, which is actually happening very soon. And on the line we have Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Hello,
how are
Joe.
You?
Hi, Joe.
Good,
thanks. So you have a 10-year-old daughter who is very keen on fruit from the Mandarin family.
Yes, well, she certainly likes the challenge anyway. I'm not so sure she's keen on eating the oranges.
Oh, right, OK. Well, she can turn them into juice, I suppose. That's our plan, isn't it, if all else fails?
Not orange.
But has she shown any signs of being good at peeling satsumas?
Well, yeah, she's good at most things, to be honest.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You have to say that, though, don't you?
Yeah. And that is a question we ask every caller, even if it's five words, 5 grand. Yeah. Are they any good at peeling oranges?
Yeah. So is Arabella with you now, or has she gone to school already?
Yes, she's sat here next to me.
Okay, so let's talk to Arabella, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk shop.
Hello.
Hi, Arabella.
Hi, Arabella.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You enjoying the new Taylor Swift album?
Yeah.
And yeah, I've got all the 10-year-old
kids. Yeah,
great. My daughter Maggie's the same age. So are you up for this world record attempt, Arabella?
Definitely.
Nice. And what do you think you're going to bring to the table?
I think she'll be bringing a competitive streak.
Let her speak.
Arabella, your voice has suddenly changed. Yes, well, I think we should put you in the hat then. Certainly,
yeah, for sure.
You're one of the golden children, Arabella. And you're going to have great walk-in music from Arctic Monkeys, aren't you, as well? So that will work out very nicely.
I've got to forget entrance music as well.
Yeah, they're going to have
entrance music.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll walk in with your own special music and then you'll attempt the world record. So it's going to be a special day, Arabella. Are you on board?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. To be doing it.
I think I can confirm that. You're certainly on the shortlist. You're on the shortlist. Yeah.
Don't look at me. I'm not booking it.
When Dave gets back, I'll run it past him. But
yeah.
Pretty much say, yes, you're on the shortlist. You're going to the judges' houses. Great news.
Oh, wow. We best start buying some more satsumas, I think.
You will need to provide your own. We're not spending anything on this.
The satsumas for you. So, yeah, get peeling. And if you are a child that wants to break a world record or there's a child in your life who would be up for it, simply text us right now on 81215. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We're just after 9. It's shout-out time, of course. And, oh, yeah, obviously Dave isn't here. That's the because of a last minute reshuffle, I'm in the big chair somehow. A last minute sick call overnight. So to earn your shout out, you've got to play one of our favourite games. It's called A Verse in Reverse. We have taken a verse from one of the songs we're playing soon on the No Repeat Guarantee across our network of stations, but we've put it in reverse. We flip reversed it. And all you have to do is work out what verse is in reverse to earn your shout out. Today's choice is playing in the first hour of the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio 10s. It sounds like this. You think you've got it?
Yeah.
It's quite satanic sounding, isn't it?
There's a misleading guitar at the beginning.
It
makes you think it's
it.
A different decade.
But yes,
the voice
yeah.
is very
well,
distinctive.
I mean, some would say it's a timeless vocal anyway, so it's hard to pin down a decade. But yes, that is quite hard, I think. So good luck trying on that one. Text me now with your name, your answer, and a little flavour of what you're up to right now to earn the shout-out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So that's almost it from me, Matt Dyson. Dave Berry will hopefully be back on his breakfast show tomorrow morning, all being well. Depends if he's feeling better, but for now let's have some shout outs because after nine is shout out time. We had a verse in reverse, a lot of people getting it correct this morning. Sean from Sheffield on his way to underperform at work, hope his boss isn't listening. Becky who's just arrived at work, she'll be over delivering if anything. Josh ripping coving down in York. Bo Farrell and Cody Farrell bricklaying in Bristol. Gaz from the Craft Lounge Bar in Hednesford. I think it's sort of Cannock Way, Hednesford, isn't it? Doing the wholesaler run. Bailey fitting showers in new builds. Jim fitting a kitchen in Eltham. King Billy, the bricky in Inverness, building blocks. Hail, hail, he says. I'm not sure why, but Megan in Surrey is listening to Absolute Radio 80s while working from home. Trucker Rich is about to go to sleep for 2 hours on a loading bay. Lovely. Enjoy your power nap, Rich. Yasmin in Belfast is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Yasmin. James, who's busy at work because Lee called in sick. Got it correct. I know the feeling. James, tell me about it. And a terrified Karen in Norwich is soon to be heading out for a root canal treatment. Oh, dear. And also, hello as well to Matt and the gang working at Ickle Bubba. I believe they make car seats and strollers for children. So, well done. You all got it right. This, of course, was Let's Hear the Reveal. Jakey Bug, the Clifton crooner, Lightning Bolt, what a tune. That is it, flipped reverse back to the normal way. So well done if you got it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So that is just about it from the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's been an absolute pleasure in the big chair this morning. It's so much more stress and pressure. I really have a feeling for Dave and all the work he does.
You've done a cracking job.
I mean, it went well as can be expected, apart from that moment where I faded me and you up, Glenn, during the travel.
It was fine.
Slightly ramshackle. Yeah.
But how have you found it? Do you regret giving him that poison yesterday?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, my pan has gone perfectly. He will not be back. I will be here forevermore. Yes,
I saw a tweet that said, is he listening to the Taylor Swift album?
Scolded Vicky to do it, yeah. Like my daughter Maggie did. Well, let's check his alerts on YouTube and see what comments have been made. So thank you both very much for your help this morning. It's been much appreciated. Unfortunately, the podcast naming bell, Dave keeps that in a little suitcase that he brings in every day, so we haven't had access to that. So I don't know what we're going to call the podcast.
Because it's usually an out-of-context
line.
So we have to just say our own thing.
I don't know what we've been saying.
Not on my watch, Captain.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That sounds like a catchphrase.
It feels like it would be.
80s TV show. Yeah, let's go with that. Great, yeah. Not on my watch, Captain. Available to download shortly. Leona Graham is up next on Absolute Radio with her tea break trivia. Plus, she'll be telling you how you can win £125,000 and have the money in your account today.